Evolution, A Theory in Crisis by Michael Denton. Bethesda, Maryland, Adler & Adler, 1985. Darwin on Trial, Second Edition by Philip E. Johnson, Downers Grove, Illinois, InterVarsity Press, 1993. War of the Words. The many meanings of evolution are frequently exploited by Darwinists to distract their critics. Eugenie Scott recommends, "Define evolution as an issue of the history of the planet, as the way we try to understand change through time. The present is different from the past. Evolution happened. There is no debate within science as to whether it happened, and so on. I have used this approach at the college level." Of course, no college student, indeed no grade school dropout, doubts that the present is different from the past. Once Scott gets them nodding in agreement, she gradually introduces them to the big idea that all species, including monkeys and humans, are related through descent from a common ancestor. Darwin called this descent with modification, and it is still the best definition of evolution we can use. This tactic is called equivocation, changing the meaning of a term in the middle of an argument. Another tactic is to revise the history of science to discredit troublesome terminology. Harvard sociobiologist Edward O. Wilson recently claimed that the word Darwinism was coined by enemies of Darwin to make him look bad. "It's a rhetorical device to make evolution seem like a kind of faith, like Maoism," said Wilson in Newsweek in November 2005. "Scientists," Wilson added, "don't call it Darwinism." Yet according to the Oxford English Dictionary, Thomas Henry Huxley, Darwin's most famous defender in Britain, used Darwinism in 1864 to describe Charles Darwin's theory. In 1876, Harvard botanist Asa Gray, who despite their disagreement over whether evolution was guided, was Darwin's most ardent defender in America, published Darwinia, Essays and Reviews Pertaining to Darwinism. And in 1889, natural selection's co-discoverer Alfred Russel Wallace published Darwinism, An Exposition of the Theory of Natural Selection. Two of Wilson's former Harvard colleagues, evolutionary biologists Ernst Mayr and Stephen Jay Gould, used the word extensively in their scientific writings. And recent science journals carry articles with titles such as Darwinism and Immunology and The Integration of Darwinism and Evolutionary Morphology. Some people sugarcoat Darwinism to slip it down the throats of unsuspecting college students, while others falsely claim that the term is a creationist fabrication. Another source of confusion in the controversy is that intelligent design is often misdefined.